Richest of the agricultural states, some 175,000 farms dot her fertile countryside. President Thomas Jefferson purchased her from Spain in 1803, and pioneers began her settlement in 1830. She's the 29th state of the Union, joining in 1846. Today, she's the home of the largest cereal mill in the world, saluting the Hawkeye State, Iowa. This is the Far East Network, Philippines.
It's 9 p.m.
From the World Desk of the United Press International, this is Michael O'Neill. Good morning. Iran and Iraq are continuing their escalating undeclared war this morning, and Iraq is now saying that Iran has freed 52 American hostages, an unconfirmed report, as our Edwin Smith points out.
Iraqi state radio in Baghdad says all 52 American hostages have been released by what it calls the racist Farsi regime of Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini. But there is no confirmation of the report, either from Iran or from the State Department in Washington. A spokesman at the Iranian embassy here in London, asked about the report that Khomeini had ordered the Americans released unconditionally, said that the embassy had heard nothing about this, and he pointed out that the source of the report was Iraq, with which Iran is fighting a bitter, if undeclared, war. In the past, Iraqi diplomats have been suspected as the source of several reports about the hostages, which have proved to be unfounded. Edwin Smith, London.
And you were listening to UPI World News. President Carter campaigns today in California, Oregon, and Washington State on this final day of his current two-day campaign trip. Ronald Reagan makes campaign appearances today at Santa Cola, Florida, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and Springfield, Missouri. John Anderson visits Philadelphia, Allentown, and Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, before traveling on to New York. Testimony resumes this morning in Washington federal court in the bribery and conspiracy trial of South Carolina Congressman John Jenrette and his co-defendant, John Stowe. They are charged with conspiring to accept a $100,000 bribe in exchange for sponsoring a private immigration bill on behalf of a fake Arab sheikh. Their case is part of the FBI's Abscam investigation, in which FBI agents posing as a sheikh or a representative of a sheikh dangled bribes in front of politicians in exchange for favors such as private immigration bills. Defense attorneys have said Congressman Jenrette, a Democrat, drank heavily at the time because he thought he might be dealing with the underworld and because of that he thought he feared for his life. Young people in the Philadelphia school system are about to begin their first full day of classes this term. Barb Campbell tells us about that.
The school year begins today for 220,000 students in Philadelphia. The teachers' union yesterday ended its 22-day strike with a voice vote approving a tentative contract with the school board. The board says the new contract will cost the district about $88 million, even though it carries no salary increase for teachers in the first year. City officials say the contract will probably be paid for with a new real estate tax increase. Other provisions of the new two-year contract, a 10% raise in the second year, the rehiring of 2,000 laid-off teachers, and no more layoffs until the second year of the contract. Barb Campbell, Philadelphia.
Other teachers are continuing strikes this morning against school districts in six states. An estimated 100,000 young people are affected. Labor Department officials are to tell us 1 hour from now just how much inflation at the consumer level may have risen during August. Our Merrily Cox reports many economists expect any price increases will be rather tame.
Most analysts expect inflation will start heating up again in the months ahead, but the increase may not start showing up today. At least one observer with a fairly good track record on these things expects only a modest boost in prices today when the Labor Department releases the figures for August consumer prices. In July, there was no change in the government's cost of living gauge. That's the first time in 13 years the index didn't go up. But the July figures were an aberration. The spring and early summer decline in mortgage rates didn't show up in the figures until July, but the effect was so large it offset any other price hikes that occurred. Don't expect that to continue for long, though. Mortgage rates are on the way back up again, and so is the cost of food. Merrily Cox, Washington.
The polls are now open in Maine, where voters will decide today whether to shut down a nuclear power plant, which produces one-third of the state's electricity. This referendum is unprecedented in U.S. history. Nearly three-quarters of Maine's 1 million registered voters are expected to turn out. Opposing sides have spent more than $1 million in advertising. Polls show the pro-nuclear side with a 2-to-1 lead, but word this morning is neither side is placing any bets on the outcome of today's vote in Maine. The Senate is to vote today on the proposed sale of 38 tons of enriched uranium to India. From the World Desk of United Press International, this is Michael O'Neill.